Are you going to play anything when you get up here, or do you have, like, song titles you can throw at me?
We'll see. I mean, not anything like that. We decided that we're not really going to talk too much about the new record and the writing, just because, you know, you never know what could happen, and if you decide to go in a couple different directions. I think ideally we'd like to have some new material for this tour, just because, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's like, you know, you kind of start to feel like a dancing bear a little bit. It's like we've been playing these songs for such a long time. And you know, the record came out in the U.S. last October, and with all the touring we've been doing in the U.K. and Europe and also in the U.S., it's just like, whew, we need some new blood. It's been nice because, honestly, I mean, the one good thing about it is that the shows have constantly been getting bigger and bigger, the venues have been getting bigger. We've been traveling to places like, you know, Ireland and Croatia and Scandinavia and stuff like that, the places that none of us have ever been before. So that keeps it really interesting for us too, other than just getting up and playing every night. But, you know, it never, like we opened for the Stones in Dublin, and you're not really going to get bored playing in front of 75,000 people.
Right, yeah. I was going to ask you how that went, because I was just reading it, doing my background, I was reading about the tour in Ireland, and I guess that was where you opened for the Stones, right?
What was it like?
I mean, go ahead, sorry.
So it's Slane Castle in Dublin.
Okay, and so I mean, kind of tell me about that. I mean, from things are obviously taking off for you guys, but to, like, all of a sudden be opening for the Rolling Stones, and like you said, you're playing for 75,000 people. I mean, is there anything that can prepare you for that?
It's one of those things, and I always use the movie the Hoosiers, you know, when they finally get to state and they get into this huge gymnasium, and Gene Hackman, you know, says, you know, hey, what, you know, get on his back and I want you to measure the distance between the rim and the floor, and, you know, they get out the tape measure, and he's like, how far is that? And he says, oh, it's 10 feet. And he says, all right, now I want you to measure from under the rim to the free throw line. How far is that? And he says, well, it's 10 feet. He says, I think you'll find these are the exact same dimensions as our gym back in, you know, wherever, in Podunk, Indiana. So it's just like, I mean, you're up there and you're playing the same game every night. It's just in front of more people. But I think what we just tried to do is focus on doing what we do, which is getting up there and having a good time. And the more people we can get invited to the party, the better.